This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for June 22nd, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. Congratulations to Dr. Richard Sandor, Chairman and CEO of the American Financial Exchange and Father of Financial Futures, for receiving an honorary professorship at Fudan University in Shanghai, China, in recognition of his contributions and achievements in the field of emissions trading. A ceremony in Shanghai, China, announcing Dr. Sandor's appointment took place on June 15, 2021. Congratulations to Jennifer Peavy, a fellow member of the CFTC's Technology Advisory Committee, who has been named Head of Strategy and Business Development at DTCC. Our friends at The Trade have published their summer 2021 issue of The Trade magazine. It features an interview with head of EMEA equity trading at BlackRock, Paul Badams, who sat down with Haley McDonnell to discuss evolving market structure trends and his top priorities as a buy-side trading leader at the world's largest asset manager. And there is lots more. Former U.S. Senator Kelly Loeffler is working hard in the state of Georgia to register conservative voters in an effort called Greater Georgia. It sounds like she won't be backed anytime soon. Martin Wolf of the Financial Times has come out with his summer books of 2021, Economics. These are the best mid-year reads. Trading Technologies made its weekly match of donations to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign. Thank you to TT and all who have given and all who have yet to give. We have a bunch of interviews for all our series coming out very soon. Stay tuned. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by giving to our GoFundMe campaign. James Vorley, a former precious metals trader at Deutsche Bank, was sentenced Monday to 12 months and one day imprisonment for his role in spoofing CME futures, along with co-defendant Cedric Chenu, also a former Deutsche Bank employee, was convicted of three counts of wire fraud in a pandemic-tainted jury trial last September for allegedly fraudulent trades spanning from 2008 to 2013. The conduct of the trial was controversial because, among other things, it was conducted in accordance with federal and state COVID-19 guidelines that led to only 11 jurors eventually deliberating the verdicts after one juror fell ill. Federal Judge John Thorpe, who presided over the trial and issued the sentence, said the imposition of jail time was meant to signal the seriousness of the charges and that white-collar crimes do result in incarceration. Vorley's attorney, Richard Burlingame, indicated the verdict was likely to be appealed. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a story from the Financial Times about the Vorley case. Ex-Deutsche Bank trader sentenced to prison in spoofing case. Former London-based metals trader James Vorley jailed in U.S. for a year and a day. A former Deutsche Bank commodities trader was sentenced to 12 months and a day in prison for spoofing the futures markets for gold and silver between 2008 and 2013. James Vorley, a British citizen who worked as a precious metals trader at Deutsche in London from 2007 to 2015, was sentenced on Monday by the Northern District of Illinois. He was found guilty in September along with Cedric Chenu, another ex-Deutsche Bank trader. The pair had faced a maximum of 30 years in jail. My comment, I don't agree with the sentence. I would have testified on Vorley's behalf about what spoofing is and what it was defined had I been given the chance. Here's a press release from Trading Technologies International, Inc. Trading Technologies launches support for CBOE US options and plans day one connectivity to CBOE Europe derivatives via the TT platform. Trading Technologies International, a global provider of high-performance professional trading software, infrastructure, and data solutions, today announced it now supports trading of U.S. equity index and ETF options on the CBOE Options Exchange, C1, through the TT platform. In addition, TT will offer day one connectivity to CBOE Europe derivatives, a new Amsterdam-based futures and options market that is set to launch September 6, 2021, subject to regulatory approvals. My comment, there is a reason that TT is Trading Technologies International, Inc. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. Blackstone bet $6 billion on buying and renting homes. Deal for Home Partners of America, owner of over 17,000 homes in U.S., is latest sign Wall Street believes housing market will stay hot. Blackstone Group has agreed to buy a company that buys and rents single-family homes in a $6 billion deal. That's a sign Wall Street believes the U.S. housing market is going to stay hot. The giant investment firm has reached a deal to acquire Home Partners of America, Inc., according to people familiar with the matter. Home Partners owns more than 17,000 houses throughout the U.S., which it bought, rents out, and offers its tenants the chance to eventually buy. My comment, how hot is the housing market? My brother and his wife bid above the asking price of a house and included an escalation clause in their offer, and they still lost the house. Here's a story from Reuters. Quote, I regret any harm, unquote. Short seller compensates target in rare move. A small Texas investor who caused shares of a real estate investment trust to plunge 39% in a day has agreed to pay the company restitution to settle a lawsuit against him, a rare development that could embolden other companies to pursue such claims. My comment, in related news, a man bit a dog. Here's a story from the Financial Times. Bagpipes and barbecues, incentives abound to lure staff back to the office. As lockdowns ease, the fine line between enticement and coercion will become a divisive issue in global workplaces. If you enjoy the skirl of the bagpipes, Steelcase's global headquarters in Grand Rapids, Michigan is calling you back. The Employee Pipe Band, a staff blues group, and barbecues are part of the entertainment laid out by the U.S. furniture maker in recent weeks to encourage its 1,400 staff to return to the office after more than a year of working mainly remotely. My comment, bagpipes will not get you back in the office. They will run you out of the office. They are an instrument of war, best heard out of doors. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. A truckload of evidence, 42,000 pounds of pistachios, are stolen in California. A man who worked for a trucking contractor was charged with stealing 21 tons of nuts from a pistachio grower, the Tulane County Sheriff's Office said. A California pistachio company was conducting a routine audit when it noticed something suspicious. About 42,000 pounds of pistachios, nearly enough to fill a truck trailer, were missing. Officials of the company, Touchstone Pistachio, called the Agricultural Crimes Unit of the Tulane County Sheriff's Office. Within days after checking surveillance footage, sheriff deputies arrested 34-year-old Alberto Montemayor, who had been working for Montemayor Trucking, a family-owned business that the pistachio company had hired this year as a contractor, according to authorities. My comment, this thief is just nuts. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our top story on Monday was, for the third time in the top three, U.S. financial executive dies by suicide as firm faces fraud claims, from Reuters via Yahoo News. Second was Newsweek's Man invests $20 in obscure cryptocurrency, becomes trillionaire overnight, at least temporarily. Third was Jane Street DRW traders made billions as virus hit markets, from Bloomberg. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.